This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
Joining me today is Dr. Julia Nordgren, and today we're talking about healthy swaps, how to make our diets and lives a little bit healthier. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So tell me what your program is all about.
Well, I'm a physician and a chef, so my personal training is really helping families learn to eat better. All of my kids I see in my clinic have high cholesterol or are overweight or obese. So my whole daily life is focused around how to do that. I also work with the Haas Avocado Board and helping them spread the word about healthy fat. And it's such a great opportunity. There's an alliance now with the American Heart Association about really adding color, adding fruit to your diet. They have a whole new initiative called Plus Color, which is really trying to galvanize Americans in focusing their diets and really just bringing in more color, more fruit, more vegetable, more deliciousness, and more of the things that make us grow well and bright and strong into our diets every day.
And you know, it seems that the message is getting more to schools. I've noticed a lot that they're trying to make school food a lot more healthier. And I think that's a great step in the right direction here.
Absolutely. You know, so many kids are eating one or two meals at school every day. And it's so critical that we support all the messaging that we're trying to do at home so that when kids go to school, they're being offered a healthy breakfast with fruits, with vegetables, not just sugary cereals. When they go to lunch, they have, you know, lean proteins, whole grains, whole wheat breads, things like that on their plate as well, and that these are part of the staple of our diet.
And how in the world can you limit sugar, though? Sugar is in everything, it seems.
I know, doesn't it? It can seem to be everywhere. Well, the best way to control sugar, I mean, there's multiple ways to go about that. And first is cooking as much as you can at home. You'll be surprised when you go out to eat how much salt and sugar is in the food that is prepared in fast foods and chain restaurants and even in individual restaurants. Staying away from sugary drinks is probably the most important way to stay away from sugar. The amount of sugar that's in, for example, a mocha frappuccino or even a iced soy chai latte, look it up. It's really mind-blowing how much sugar is in these drinks. Keeping it simple, doing coffee, tea, milk, and water, no juice, no soda, or, you know, just rarely on occasion, that's really the simplest way to avoid extra sugars.
It really is a marketing thing, isn't it? Because you're saying the soy latte thing, it makes you think it's healthy. Is Healthy Swaps something that you have a website for?
Well, there's multiple websites to go for healthy eating. So, you know, what's really wonderful about being a doctor and a chef is there's wonderful food blogs. There's so much focus on cooking, making meals yourself. I think one thing to really understand is incorporating healthy fats into your diet is a trick that I want to help people understand better, and that's using more olive oil, more avocado, nuts, and fish. And those are all healthy supporting oils. The American Heart Association that's launching National Eating Healthy Day, they have a great website all about tricks about staying heart healthy for life. You could also go to Love One Today that has lots of Heart Check certified recipes on incorporating healthy oils into your diet through adding avocados in your diet, and that's a very heart-healthy change to make.
Let me ask you, what type of medical doctor are you, Dr. Julia?
So I'm a pediatrician, and I'm an expert in high cholesterol and prediabetes metabolic syndrome. So I'm a specialist, and I see kids who come to me with high cholesterol in their young years. Get them on a good road to health so that they can live long, happy, awesome lives.
You know, I think that's great. And I was talking to, I was interviewing a doctor yesterday who shared with me, you know, she said, in our medical training and education, nutrition is not always prevalent. Whereas doctors are taught to treat with, let's say, different prescriptions as compared to looking as food at the diet. Do you feel the same with that?
Oh, absolutely. I've noticed that all of my nutrition information that I've gleaned over the years has come from going to conferences and being involved in the food world and working with registered dietitians. Nutrition is not as big of a part of medical education as it should be. But that's changing. And I'm actually starting a class at Stanford with a couple of other experts and professors, and we are starting a course on for medical students about food in the kitchen, learning about healthy eating, food preparation.
I think that is so encouraging.
Really galvanize, teach doctors how to appreciate food, how to cook for themselves, and how to pass that information on to their patients.
That is so encouraging. I just think food as medicine is just so important.
It is, because there's no medication that can make up for poor eating habits. So getting those habits great, incorporating more fruits and vegetables, eating more apples, more grapes, more bananas, more tomato, more avocado, more salad, more greens, all these good things. It's simple, it's delicious, it takes a little effort and work, but then it becomes very natural.
And the other thing is, you working with kids, that's where it all begins. I think that if kids are brought up with thinking about food choices right from the beginning, I think it helps them as they grow.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't know the difference between white and whole wheat bread until I was 26 years old. That's crazy. So really helping kids understand their food and the choices that they make and the impact. I mean, it's amazing to have a kid improve their labs with eating healthfully, and they're proud, and they learn that connection early on. And I say to all those kids, you know, you're learning something that a lot of adults struggle with. So I congratulate those kids.
We're talking with Dr. Julia Nordgren, and, well, it has been a pleasure talking with you, and I applaud you for your work with young kids and getting them on the right path. Thanks so much for your time, Dr. Julia.
We're doing it. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tonia King, and you're listening to Food Talk for Health on Radio Daddy-O.